Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to be with everybody this morning. I just want to welcome you to Calvary Chapel, West Wichita. We're starting a brand new study here this morning. We're going to be in the book of James, and I think that this next block of teachings that we're going to have, I'm going to title them, How Do You Get Through What You're Going Through? Seems appropriate now. How do you get through what you're going through? Before we start that, though, I want to give you a quick reminder. Next Saturday, which is going to be April 28th at 9 a.m., we're going to be meeting down at the church. We'll be putting together some sack lunches, getting ready to take down to the downtown outreach on Sunday. So if you can be a part of that, give me a call, give Bill a call, and we're going to meet down there at 9 o'clock at the church. We're going to be maintaining our 6 foot of separation around each other. So, and then Sunday we're going to have a limited crew going downtown to the outreach because we want to avoid any possible exposure, not only to us, but also for the many of us to them also. So if you want to be a part of that, just show up Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And don't forget, just because we're not meeting in the building, that doesn't mean that ministry has stopped. Kansas Food Bank, as you know, we support them quite a bit, and I'm sure that they've been busier than ever from right now with all that's going on there. The homeless people, I'm sure they're having a difficult time finding meals, and they're probably getting harder to find. Our missionaries that we support financially, both locally and overseas, we're going to continue to support them. So I just want to encourage you to continue in your support of our church and what we believe in. You can go to our website at www.calvarychapelwestwichita.com. There is a giving button on there. You can click on that link. It's real easy to do. It's real easy to go through. You can give that way. You can download the app if you want. There's also a P.O. box if you just want to mail a check in. It's a secure box, so you can do that also. So just wanted to let you know about that. Also, don't forget, because right after the message today, as soon as we get done with the message today, there's going to be some more worship that's coming back on this channel. So stay around and be a part of that, and let's just worship the Lord. So let me ask you that question again. How do you get through what you're going through? How do you get through what you're going through in your life? So the last couple of weeks, it just seems like this dam of trials have just broke through with this coronavirus and everything. And as I'm watching on TV, I can see it coming from both sides, both coasts, the East and the West Coast. And it's just like, it was literally like a virus. It was just sneaking into every little area coming from there, and it was coming across on all the states. Finally, just started to overtake Kansas and overtake our state, and then we've seen it kind of started to overtake the counties by counties, and then all of a sudden city by city. And so the news that we're getting on the internet and stuff, it's pretty frightening. It's discouraging when we look at that, to say the very least. The government, they're doing their very best to, take care of things. They've declared it a national emergency. The World Health Organization, they proclaimed that corona is a worldwide epidemic. Just means, it's a virus that is affecting the whole world. And so now, as you know, and it's been happening, events have been shutting down for some time now. Schools are closed for the rest of the year. Churches are having services like ours online. So, friends, I just got to tell you, this is some unprecedented times. This is something that we have never, it's a crisis that we've never had to deal with before here in the United States and locally. We've never dealt with anything of this type and actually never dealt with anything with this magnitude. People are kind of in panic mode. They're full of fear. They're not sure what to do. their fear they're going to run out of groceries, and so they're running out and getting groceries, or their fear that they're going to run out of medications, and so they're grabbing their medications as they can. And others, they're hoarding what they, you know, get because they're just so afraid that they're not going to have, so they're hoarding it. And then there's others that are using this to make a profit, that they're getting as much as they can, and they're selling it at an inflated prices. And so it's really just putting a bad spin on everybody and their nature. And I understand these reasons for feeling anxious like that. I feel the same way. I kind of wanted to do the same thing, go to the store, get some food, you know, do all of those things. And I just got to let you know, because these are scary times. And they're a little bit dangerous times, you know, but these are scary times. But I want to assure you as a church, and I want to assure you as your pastor, that we're going to get through this. We're going to make this through this okay. We're going to survive. We're going to do it as a church, because we're going to huddle up together and help each other. We're going to do it as a body of believers, because as Christians, we help and support and take care of each other. And we're going to do it as a family, because that's what we are. We're a family, and we look out and watch out for each other. And so we're going to get through this together. It's what we're going to do. Even though we're in isolation, we're going to get through this together. So I ask you that question. I ask you that again. How do you get through what you're going through? So in the first portion of this message, here's what I want to talk about just a little bit. I just simply want to remind you of something that's going to kind of help you calm your anxiety, that's going to calm your worries and everything, that's going to relieve some of your fears that's going on, you know, just something that you can work on. And so immediately when I thought about this, I was looking in the Bible, and Psalm 23 pops right up. And I have it probably pops up because I have a bookmarker right there on Psalm 23. But this verse is, when we're going through difficult times, this is a verse that we come to a lot of times. And this is a verse that we often visit. And so specifically what I'm talking about is verses 1 and verses 4 in Psalm 23. And hopefully you've already got your Bible there. Hopefully you're getting ready to open up your Bible, but it's in Psalm 23, verse 1, and here's what it says. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In other words, what God is saying to us, what he's speaking to us today, he's saying that if you trust in me, I will take care of your needs. If you will trust and you will rely and you'll cling to me, he says, I will take care of your needs. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I," speaking of me, "won't be in want of anything. I won't need anything." And then if you go on down, and you go on down to verse 4, and it says, Psalm 23, verse 4, and he says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." So my friends, right now we're going through a valley. We're going through a dark, deep valley. We're going through the shadow of death right now. And this coronavirus thing, it can be deadly. It can be bad. It doesn't discriminate. You know, it really doesn't care if you're a grandmother and you have six grandchildren. It doesn't care about that. It doesn't care if you just started a brand new job and you got a brand new career. It doesn't care about that. Doesn't care if you even just started a brand new family and you've got a brand new baby. Doesn't care about that. And the government, they're doing what they can. They're doing everything that they can, you know. Really what we can do, you know, it's common sense. We should know this already, but just like everybody's saying, wash your hands. Keep your hands clean, you know, keep germs off your hands. Wash your hands. Don't put your hands on your face. Stay away from your friends, you know, some that we might be passing it back and forth. Stay away from each other. Don't gather in large groups. You know, if you're out and you have to go out and about, wear a mask. Put a mask on. And I think these are all good suggestions. I think these are things that we should be doing right now. But what about the days, and what about the weeks, and what about the months that are going to come? as we get into summer and maybe get into fall even, what about those times that we're still trying to catch up on our monthly bills that we've got behind on? That we're still maybe looking for unemployment or a job or a career that's going to really support our families and everything. That maybe even at that time we're thinking, well, we need to downsize, we need to sell one of the cars, we need to get a smaller house, we need to do something. So what about those times? And as a church, I got to tell you, we're all going to get through this. We're going to make it through this. But I want you to feel confident. I want you to feel confident today. I want you to feel good about today. I want you to be cautious, but I want you to feel good about today. I want you to feel confident that you can walk, with courage while you're down in this valley, while you're down in this dark place, that you can feel okay. I want you to know that you're going to come through it okay. And I want you to know that you're going to have that answer when we ask that, and we do ask it of ourselves, is how do I get through what I'm going through? Because this isn't your first trial, and it won't be your last trial. So when we look at this, how do you get through what you're going through? So if you would, please turn your Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And if you don't mind, go ahead and grab a pencil or grab a highlighter or grab some lipstick or grab something that you can mark in your Bible and highlight these things. But the Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians, New Testament, chapter 1, verse 7, Paul's writing to the city of Corinth, and he's saying, our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. And that really makes me feel good about that. Paul's talking to them about, he's saying, how do you have, this is how you handle unexplained or unexpected problems, which that's what they all are. They're unexplained or unexpected problems. But look at what he says in there. He says, our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. So if you would, get that number 2 pencil out, get your ink pen out. It's okay to write in your Bible, get your highlighter out, whatever it might be. And if you would, circle these 3 phrases in this passage. Circle the words, our hope. Circle the words, if you would, is unshaken. And circle the words, we know. Because here's the point of this verse. Here's why Paul's writing to them. He says, our hope is unshaken because of what we know. Our hope is unshaken because of what we know. So this morning, as I'm talking to you guys, as I'm sharing with you, I just want to remind you of some truths that you already know, that you already understand, that you've already been through before. But sometimes we just need to be reminded of what we know. We just need to bring that up. And what you know is going to give you confidence, and it's going to give you courage in doing this. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard, but it's going to give you confidence. It's going to give you courage in the coming days. So if you would, please, these 3 reminders here, I want you to focus on these in the next few months. Write them down, maybe put them up on your refrigerator. but if you do these, and I believe this with all my heart, if you do this, it'll produce a peace this surpasses all understanding, a comfort, a confidence in you. So how do you get through what you're going through? Reminder number 1, listen to me, listen to what this is. Not everything I hear is true. Not everything I hear is the truth. Remember that. Think about that. Not everything that you hear is going to be true. Get the facts. Understand what everybody's talking about. Proverbs 14:15, and it says, the simple believes everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps. That's like somebody saying, well, I read it on the internet. It must be true. The simple believes everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps. So not everybody speaks the truth on the internet. Not everybody speaks the truth on social media. not everybody that's on the TV, not everybody that's on the radio, not everybody that's on any talk show that you've ever seen, not everybody always knows what they're talking about. Not everybody, just because they're talking about the crisis, they may not be worth listening to. As your pastor, I'm telling you, be selective. Think about who you're listening to. Have they been credible? Are they credible now? Be selective. I mean, not everybody knows what they're talking about all the time. And many will have, they'll have their own agenda. They have a plan, they have a purpose, they have something they're trying to push. They have maybe some political persuasions that they want to do. And both sides are at fault at this, not one or the other. It may be conspiracy theorists that want to build up this big story that they're trying to push to get over. It could be the government, you know. They could say that it could be the Chinese that did it. It could say, you know, it might be 5G that's doing it. But, you know, not everybody always knows what they're talking about. Remember that. Proverbs 13:16. It tells us that every prudent man acts with knowledge. That means he gets the facts. That means he pays attention. He understands it. In other words, he's gonna act on something, not out of fear, not out of feeling or anything like that, but he's gonna act on something out of knowledge, because he looked at it, he studied it, he understands, he's read God's word. So remember that. Reminder number two, focus on this phrase a little bit. This too shall pass. I love that. This too shall pass. Doesn't have anything to do with how big it is, how small it is, or anything. It's just like, this too shall pass. What I like to say about it, you know, it didn't come to stay, it came to pass. That's what happened. This too shall pass. It's going to change. It's not going to last. You know that. I'm just reminding you of that right now. It's not going to last. When you're in it, it seems like it's going to last, but it's not going to last. It's going to pass. And we're going to go through it. We're going to get through it. We have to go through it. We have to get through it. We can't go around it. We can't pass it by. Many times we have to go right through the middle of it. But it's just passing through. It's just making its way through. It's coming in. It's going to be in a part of your life, in a difficult part of your life, and then it's going back out. In fact, you know, that's the way it is with all trials. You might be in a trial now, and we're definitely in a trial with the virus and everything, but probably years ago you might have been in a trial, and you probably almost forgot about it. And years from now, there'll be something else that'll be a trial, and you'll say, well, you know, it's not as bad as back then, or it's worse than it was back then. But they'll just be passing through. And watch this. This is great. 1 Peter, write down these verses, and you can look at them later, but 1 Peter 4:12. Here's what he says in the Bible. It says, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon to test you as though something strange were happening to you. Don't we do that? We're so surprised when something happens to us. We're like, why me? And the Bible says in the world, it says you're going to have trials. Don't be surprised about it. Don't be looking all strange and everything when something happens. The Bible says something's going to happen. You're going to have difficult times. And you would think, well, if we have a loving and caring and awesome God, why would that happen? Why would he let that happen in our lives? You know, why do we have trials? Well, ever since evil entered into the world, nothing works perfectly anymore. Well, it used to, and it will one day again, but not right now. Nothing works perfect anymore. Everything on this planet is broken in some way or the other. The weather's broken. You see that in the storms and the floods and all of this stuff. The weather's broken. The economy's broken. It doesn't always work like it's supposed to work. Your plans in your life are broken. You know, it's like you have a plan and it just doesn't come out that way. Nothing works perfect in your life all the time. It just doesn't. That's just the truth. Your body's broken. It breaks down. We know that. Sin, when sin came into the world, sin broke everything. Sin broke everything on earth, even the trees and the plants and the flowers and everything just like that. Isaiah 24:4 tells us, it says that the earth mourns and withers. He's not talking about mankind. He's talking about the earth itself, the plants and the trees and the animals and everything. It says the earth mourns and withers. and the world languishes and withers, and the highest people, the earth, languish. This is a broken earth. That's just it. That's just the reality of it is. It's a broken earth. We live in a broken world. We have floods and we have earthquakes, and that's just the reality of it. We have wars and we have battles. That's just the reality of it. We have illnesses and we even have pandemics. We have viruses that make people sick and die. But remember that this thing we're going through, this valley that we're in right now, reminder number two is this too shall pass. We're going to get it through it together. And reminder number three, remember what hasn't changed. You know, when we're sitting there, we're thinking, it's like, oh, look how different the world is, what's going on, how it'll be different and everything. Remember what hasn't changed. We know there's going to be a lot of changes in the days ahead. Things are going to be different. The way we go out and eat, maybe the way they set people at restaurants or something like that, the way we gather at other people's houses or events or games or anything. But the world, it's always changing. It's ever changing. It's never the same. It's always moving. But, you know, protect your peace of mind. What you need to do is you need to focus on what hasn't changed. I mean, think about this, you know. Think about a lot of stuff has changed since 9/11. The way we fly, the way we have to do IDs, the way we get passports, the way we get on planes, the way we go across the country. All of those things have changed. And a lot of them are changed for the good, but things have changed. People live differently, you know, since the hurricanes down in Katrina and all of that stuff, everything that's happened down there, they build homes different now down there. They put homes in different places. They do things a different way down there than they used to do it. And now this world with this pandemic going on, it's going to change the way we do a lot of things. It's going to change a lot of the things that happen in our world here. But here's what hasn't changed. And this is since the beginning of time, and it will be till the end of time. Here's what hasn't changed. God sees everything you're going through. You know, your life, what's going on and everything in that now. God sees that. It didn't take him by shock. It didn't take him by surprise or anything. He's not up there. It's like, how did this happen on my watch or anything like that. He sees everything. He's watching with you. He's with you. And know this, too. God cares about everything that you're going through. He's just not an almighty God up there and he's saying, don't worry, they'll be okay. We'll get them through that. God cares about everything going through. He knows it's difficult. He knows that it's hard. He knows that it's painful. He knows that maybe, you know, your marriage could suffer in this because you didn't have a strong marriage to begin with. And he knows that it could suffer a little bit. He knows that maybe your career can be postponed. He knows that could happen in your life. And that's why he is with you. He knows these things. He's coming along with you. He's coming along beside you. He's going to lead you through this. He's going to walk you through this. He's going to help keep you on the path through all of this. And that's never going to change. That will always be the same. And this should encourage you. As you're going through all of this, you know, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to go through all of this? Understand this. God has the power to change everything. He has that within him to change everything in your life. He's got the power at your request. He can sustain you at your request for him to help you. He's got the power to do that. He's got the power to heal your marriage. You're going through a difficult time and you've been locked in this house for 4 weeks now. And he's got the power to make that marriage stronger as you come out of this to being stronger than you ever thought it would be. He's got the power to give you a brand new career because that job that you thought you loved and had so much that you needed, that he's going to give you another job that's going to be able to spend more time with your family and more time with your spouse. He's got the power to change that world around you. And God only wants goodness for you. That's all he wants is just goodness and happiness for you. And he will never stop loving you, ever. He will never stop loving you. And remember these three truths. Not everything that I hear is true. Understand that. This too shall pass. Understand that. And remember what hasn't changed. So let's go to the last scripture, and we're going to close this morning. And as you're wandering around in this time, in this difficult time, in this isolation, in this confusion of corona that's happening to this world, and you're alone maybe at home, and maybe you're single, and you don't have a whole family to hang out with and that supports you, and you're just kind of wondering everything, and in your mind, you're wondering as you sit around and you think, how do you get through with what you're going through? How are you going to do this? How are you going to sustain? How are you going to get through these things? So I want you to remember this verse, and we covered this a couple of weeks ago, and it just pops up again and again, but remember this verse, Isaiah 43:2. And God tells us that when you pass through the waters, he says, I will be with you. He says, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And you when you walk through the fire, he says, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Why is that? He says, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. So that's what I want you to do today. I want to encourage you this time to focus on these things. Listen to the internet a little bit less and listen to God a whole lot more. Replace this anxiety that you have in there with adoration. Thank you, Lord, for the house that you've given me to isolate myself in. Replace your worry with worship. As soon as this message is over, we're going to sing and praise the Lord and raise your hands if you're the only person home, or raise the hands if you're, you know, with your whole family. And replace panic with prayer. Spend time in real, fervent, diligent prayer. Even if it's just a 5-minute fervent prayer, spend time in prayer. Let's pray right now. Lord, we come before you right now. We thank you for this opportunity just to be able to stand and be in place with you, Lord. We thank you that we know that you are watching not only over the world, we know that you're grieving for the world too, Lord. So we pray that you would be with the president and all the men and all the doctors and that are trying to bring this thing together. And we pray that you would bring it together quickly, Lord, that you would heal our country, that you would heal our people within this country. And in Jesus' holy and precious name we pray, amen. So stay tuned. We got some worship music coming right up, and God bless you all.